irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, June 22nd. Back fresh from a weekend. Good morning, Jen.
Morning, Sam.
Did you get any rest this weekend?
No.
I know, I didn't either. Yeah. What are we going to do?
Probably
very busy people
tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you do, you know? But we had Father's Day yesterday, and what else? I guess a lot of things happening, you know, and beach weather and everything, so everybody's going to the beach, to the pool, so it keeps us busy, right?
Yeah, I was very busy all weekend.
Yeah, I know. We celebrated kind of late my children's birthday because I finally was able to get everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
My parents and my kids and all that. So that was cool, Father's Day. So I really felt great, you know.
Good.
I felt finally complete. Everybody was together. We wanted to be there. And it was amazing, you know.
Nice. What did you guys do for Father's Day?
Well, we went to eat, like most families do,
mm-hmm.
and bond over food, as usual. And, yeah, that was it, really. I mean, we just got together, which was unusual to get everybody together. So that was a celebration.
Nice.
I know. How about yourself? Did you spend it with your family?
I did. I had Father's Day with my uncle and my cousins, and it was really nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of fathers in your family on this side of the world, right?
Just one.
Just one father?
Well, I mean,
what
my
about
uncle,
your cousins?
Yeah.
Are they, or no? I didn't say your father.
Right.
I said fathers in general.
Yes, there's one that's on this side of the country, and then no, my cousins don't have kids yet. One is about to have a kid, but he lives in Florida.
Okay, so they don't get Father's Day wishes yet.
No, the one that's about to be a father, I wished him happy almost Father's Day.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, his baby's going to be born in August.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. And he knows he's going to have a boy.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, cool. Will you want to know what you have when you're pregnant?
Absolutely.
Really?
Of course, I want to plan.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But you know, it always occurred to me that, you know, when it was traditional before we could do it, people would go, it was exciting when the baby came because it's like, it's a girl, it's a boy. Today, it's just like, okay, it's here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so, I'm okay with it because you still have that guessing game until you find out. So then when you find out, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And then at least when you know that it's going to be a certain sex, people can buy you things specifically for that. And it's like, I don't understand why people wouldn't want to do that with the technology today, that like you, when you register for baby stuff, like I would want to register for specific stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's too practical. I mean, people do it for emotional reasons, I think, you know.
I mean,
like, you know, either they want to be traditional or they feel that I want to be surprised.
Right.
You know, I don't care what I have.
Yeah. I just don't, I don't relate to that. I get it, but I don't relate to it.
That's okay. I mean, that's why people are great, because they're different.
Right.
Right?
Yep. I would want to know for sure.
Cool. So they know. So they're going to have a boy. Good.
Yeah. I mean, they find out. They found out that the day of their baby shower, they did an announcement. The sister of my cousin's wife already knew. Mm. And so she made a cake that was blue on the inside.
Oh, okay.
So they cut the cake, and that's when they all found out that they were having a boy.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So great. But, you know, it was heartening to see how many people were actually acknowledging fathers yesterday on Facebook. You know, it just made me feel good because often fathers don't get the credit they deserve, you know. I mean, I've seen people that fight for their kids. I went through some traumatic times when I got divorced. Although the kids weren't taken from me, I got, you know, to see them as much as I wanted, but it wasn't the same, you know. Mm-hmm. So being a father is not an easy thing, obviously. Yes, there are also fathers that, you know, there was a couple of people that actually came down hard on their fathers, you know, like my dad was an alcoholic and he beat us up and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah, I guess
people
there's
wrote
things
that?
Like that. Yeah. This
Yikes.
Guy wrote that about his father, and his father's dead.
I mean, that's just airing dirty laundry for no reason.
It really is, right?
Keep it to yourself.
But I guess maybe it's just a pain he can't get over or something, you know?
I mean,
but
I guess.
But you don't share it with the rest of the world, you know?
No.
These are very personal feelings.
Yeah.
And it's also, I think it's not... I don't think it's that acceptable in our society to badmouth someone who's dead, you know? They can't defend themselves.
Right. Also, it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I guess.
It's also unnecessary in a public forum.
Right. And to blame someone for your unhappiness, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I still stand by the if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all theory.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, because it doesn't add anything to anybody's life.
Right.
It doesn't add anything to your life. So why do it?
Yeah. Well, you'd be amazed when people are anonymous, like not on Facebook, but I go on forums, like on the Uber driver forums. People just hate.
Yeah.
There's just hatred there.
Yeah.
You know, they hate their lives, they hate themselves, they hate everybody, it seems.
It's a very sad existence.
It really is, you know? It's like you write something nice and suddenly you don't even know where they're going to come from and start bashing you. For what?
Don't know.
Yeah. So that's the anonymity on the internet, and, you know, and it's pretty pathetic. That's why I try to stay off these things. And that's why Facebook is good, because you know the people.
Right.
So people are like, they're not going to write just anything.
Right.
You know. But you're right. There's a lot of negative on Facebook, and I don't like it. But sometimes we need to see it, you know, like with the dogs now and all that stuff, the dog meat. And
right. Well, that's doing, that's just spreading the word. That's like outreach. So I feel like that is to get something good to come out of that.
Yeah, I figure. Yeah. I mean, you don't just show it to make people feel bad.
No.
But quite frankly, I don't want to see it. I mean, it's too much for me to handle.
Yeah.
I don't like these things, you know.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, sometimes you have to be shaken into reality and realize that, you know, you got to do something about it.
Right. It's to inspire to take action.
Yeah. So in China, they're actually having a festival around eating dog meat. Is that what it is? What's it called? I forget
Yulin.
What it's called. Yulin. Thank you. Yeah. Wow, man. I don't understand. I really don't. But you know what? That's the thing. On the one hand, the PC thought, the politically correct thought, is use what they call cultural relativism, which it sounds complicated, but it's not really. It's just trying to empathize with someone of a different culture and trying to see it from their point of view and then understand why they do certain things.
Right.
But the question is there like universal morality, you know? Is there, are there things that nobody does, you know? Like, and there are some, like murder, for example, you know, things like that. No society justifies that or promotes it, per se.
Well.
You know, but, what?
What about the terrorists?
Well, what about, yeah. But, yeah, but they don't represent an entire culture, you know. And I'm thinking that, you know, so you have to think, okay, well, the Chinese are not like us. They don't live like us. Their values are different from ours. And therefore, to them, eating dogs is like for us eating beef. So, you know, the question is, do we, for lack of a better word, forgive them or just allow them to do this and understand it?
Well, I think the way they're doing it is inhumane also. Like, fine. I mean, I don't believe that you should eat dog meat, but they also put them in, like, bags, like several dogs together in a bag.
Right.
Like, and then hang them. So, like, it's just inhumane, I mean, treatment of these animals. So when you're seeing pictures of it, it's like, you're looking past what the meaning of this festival even is and why they would even eat meat, the dog meat in the first place, because all you could see are images of poorly treated animals, which is why our entire country, like, will rescue animals.
Right.
So when we're believing that we should rescue animals that are treated poorly and they're doing that to them as a festival,
right,
and celebrating it, not necessarily celebrating it, but it's something that they do in their culture, it's hard for us to look at it and think, like, okay, yeah, go ahead with that like ritual.
Right.
Do that.
And that's the thing. And that's why I'm saying that that cultural relativism is not really, you know, I mean, it's sort of like giving someone an excuse to do something that's not moral. And I think treating animals like that, you're right. I don't see in any society where they would think it's a moral thing to do. Now,
well, here's the thing. I mean, we also eat pigs and cows and all that stuff.
Right. And apparently they're treated badly, too. I've seen some pictures and videos that, you know, that pigs and cows and chickens and all that are treated poorly.
Right. I mean, the thing, though, is like when we talk about, you know, that dogs and cats are like, you know, I don't know, more evolved or something like that.
Domesticated.
That's why we don't eat them. Right. Well, some people have pigs as pets.
Right.
You know, and those are actually smarter than dogs.
Yeah.
So why aren't we looking at pigs the same way?
Right. Yeah.
And then, okay, now we're going to talk about chickens. And, like, it's the same thing. Some people have pet chickens.
Right.
I just don't know that I don't know. Where do you draw the line? I don't. Now I'm just like, should we even eat meat at all?
Right. Huh?
Well, I already don't eat, like, red meat and anything four-legged.
Right.
Not because of the moral reasons, but now I'm like, maybe I shouldn't even eat chicken or fish because they have brains too.
That's true.
So dairy is probably the only thing I would eat.
Yeah, exactly. So you wouldn't be vegan, but you would be vegetarian maybe.
Right, maybe.
Yeah. I know. I don't think I ever could. My daughter tried it for a while, and she was okay, but then she decided, no, it's not for her.
I just don't know what I would eat to get protein because
right.
I don't really like tofu.
Yeah.
And I definitely is not. I'm not going to be eating carbs and right. make that my thing.
What about eggs? You know, like.
Eggs come from chickens, so
right,
they're baby chickens that were never given life.
That's a little stretch, though. No,
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, even in nature, they don't. Not all the eggs are given life. You know, I mean,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a stretch, Jen.
But then it's a dead chicken. So yeah. I don't know. Like, if I'm going to start picking it apart and deciding which, like, morals I want to take, it kind of gets crazy. And then that's when people start getting called out.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, really? You can do that? But then you're wearing leather, you know?
Yeah.
Or something.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Well, the difference is, you know, I think that dogs and cats and stuff, those are domesticated animals that we actually create, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, dogs can't survive without us. You know, I don't know about cats, but dogs definitely cannot survive without human beings. And so they depend on us and everything. That's why I think it's not moral to eat them, you know? But, I don't know. You're right. I mean, you know, if you start looking at it, then eating cows and pigs and all that stuff, it's like, if we eat those, why don't we eat horses?
Right.
Also, because we domesticated them, probably.
Yeah, we're not supposed to eat horse meat.
Right.
So, gross. Oh, the thought of any of this disgusts me.
I know. Well, you better become vegetarian then, because it's the same process for beef and pork, you know. And, yeah, I don't know. But, like we told Shira the other day when we were talking, remember we were talking about food too, right?
Yeah.
And, so yeah, when we were talking about the meat and everything, I realized that, I mean, that we need to actually think about it, you know, although we are, we've evolved, I mean, we're carnivores, you know, I mean, we are, at least by nature designed to eat meat. So, and to crave it. So it's, you know, so
well, you're I feel really like you only crave it when you don't have it or when you're used to eating it. Like, I don't crave red meat ever. Mm. And I haven't had it since I was 12.
Really? So you don't feel like a steak or anything?
Never.
Wow. You see, I'm used to all this meat and stuff, you know, so.
I also never crave chicken.
Really?
And I only crave fish because it's sushi. Like, that's what I want. Like,
yeah.
Actually, I had salmon last night that was pretty delicious. It was like salmon and teriyaki sauce. It was so good.
Oh, wow.
But I don't crave salmon. I don't know that I crave. The only thing I actually crave is sugar. But I'm sure that I could kick that craving too.
Yeah. Do you eat a lot of sugary things?
Yeah. Mm. I love sugar.
Don't we all? But how about chocolate? Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I know. I've got to go for chocolate every day.
Anytime I eat anything salty, I have to have sugar after.
Yeah. Huh?
It's like I go crazy.
Yeah. It probably depletes the body of sugar. Who knows? you know, the salt
yeah.
fights with the sugar.
I don't know. It's like, I'm like, I become like a child. I'm like, I need a treat immediately. Yeah. So like, I have friends where I like spend a lot of time at their homes and they're like, I have treats for you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So I need them.
They already know, right?
Yeah. Where I get cranky and I'm like, I need to go get a treat. Gotta go. So.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
No.
Yeah. So, let's see, what else is going on? I wanted to, actually, I wanted to go to the beach, but it never materialized this weekend. Do you like going to the beach here?
Depends. It's just, like, it depends on which part of the beach and, like, when you go. I don't get out there enough, but it's usually just such a mission for me to get there.
Yeah?
Because I'm inland. I'm, like, West Hollywood. It's not that close, but not that far.
That's true.
But if you leave at the wrong time, you're stuck in traffic and then having to find parking. And sometimes it can just be too much trouble. That's so instead, true. I went to Shira's pool on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Shira was on the show Friday, and we talked to her about, she's got the dog shelter.
Animal rescue.
Animal rescue, right. And what's the difference?
A shelter is a location.
Okay, in rescue, you don't have to have a location. You just connect people together?
Right, and you foster them in, like, your own home.
Oh, okay. That's why I thought they had a place.
No.
That's why I didn't realize.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't think about it enough. I need to think about it more. So they pretty much organize people to adopt from those shelters.
No. They rescue animals from shelters. And then they rehabilitate them or get them ready to be adopted by people. So that's why she was saying they need fosters.
Right.
Because people will take them into their homes until they're adopted.
Right. So this is instead of the person having to go directly to the shelter, right?
Right.
Yeah. So here someone actually takes care of the animal before you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes going to the shelter, too, can be like so overwhelming that it detracts you from rescuing an animal. Because then really also does, there's so many animals. It's exactly. Like, how do you decide which one to get?
Yeah. And it feels almost mean to choose one dog over another.
It's overwhelming.
Right?
Yeah. I went and it was like mostly pit bulls and chihuahuas. And it's like, how do you even pick at that point?
Yeah. Wow. Why are there so many of those?
Because they were just bred.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, that's what you were saying about the chihuahuas, right? There was like a craze for chihuahuas. I had a chihuahua before anybody made a big deal out of it. It just because we liked them. They had a lot of personality. But otherwise, that's pretty sad that people do that.
Yep.
You know, we've got way too many pets that are unclaimed or, not spoken for. Yeah. Well, you know, what can he do? You know, I salute people that help other people and animals and everything. Of course, I still think that compassion should first go to human beings. But at the same time, animals are, some of them are helpless and, you know, they rely on us for all this stuff.
Yep.
So that's why we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something related, I guess they're saying that watching cat videos are good. It's good for you, for your health and everything. This is a scientific thing.
What does it do for you?
It makes you more energetic and positive, with less anxiety and fewer negative emotions.
Interesting.
Yeah, they did a survey of 7,000 people, 36 of whom described themselves as cat person. So apparently most of them were not cat people, and yet, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they discovered this. Why would they even would research something like this?
Maybe because cat videos are popular on YouTube and they wanted to see why.
Right. But there are also dog videos, a lot of those.
Yeah.
But I guess the cats are funny, huh?
They're funny and they're real cute.
Cats don't give a damn.
No. They just cats are so funny. My aunt and uncle have a cat and she is a bitch.
Yeah.
She does what she wants and we joke that like she just hates us. She is like in charge. She doesn't care about any of us and she's just doing her thing.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be a sweet little girl.
Yeah.
She's not. She's mean.
Yeah. So so now the gunman from South Carolina, I guess, well, apparently he was a racist. But imagine the family, you know, his family's like apologizing. They're like shocked and everything. And, you know, I was thinking of this. It's like, what do you say when someone in your own family does something like this?
I don't know.
Because on the one, you have that dilemma. On the one hand, it is your son. It is, you've raised them. You probably don't believe they would do something like that. And then on the other hand, there's, morality, you know. I mean, how do you justify killing somebody like that?
Right.
So it's quite a dilemma, and I, you know, I feel bad for them. Some people will say, well, you know, don't feel bad for them because kids are like the result of their parenting and all that stuff. But I don't quite believe that. I think you can see a personality and a temperament in a baby when they first come out, and I think that follows them throughout their lives. I don't think the parents have effect in the beginning, but later on it's peer groups and everything, you know. So
yeah,
as a teenager you can totally change from what you were.
Right. I don't know, it's sad, and I can't imagine what they feel like.
Yeah.
But they had the memorial service yesterday for the victims.
Yeah. How many were there? 9?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad. And they were like the nicest people, huh? I mean, God-fearing people in church. There was a pastor, right?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know that they were all nice because we don't know them, but...
No.
And just because they go to church.
Yeah, that's
true. A lot of people go to church. But
no, but
the incident in itself is pretty awful. And at least it's raising, you know, the issue. It's sad that these kinds of things result in addressing serious issues, but if that's what it takes, fine. Like that they're addressing issues within states having the Confederate flag,
right?
Because it's a symbol of racism. But also, I mean, some people it's like just a symbol of being in the South,
right? Exactly. It's part of history for them, and it creates creates controversy,
right? So they're trying to figure out what to do with those flags, whether it should be up to the states to have them flying or if they should all have to take them down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if something like a flag is offensive to, let's say, a lot of people, then it probably should be done away with.
Right.
You know?
I mean, but the thing is...
But then we do have freedom of speech, right? It's not like they're promoting hatred with a flag.
Yeah, but a state doesn't necessarily have to, like, do that. Like, people can have their own beliefs, I think, but, like... The state as a whole doesn't necessarily need to represent that. I don't know. I think it... I don't know. There, if the state is the one that has to set a good example, then take it down.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Right. I mean, it creates controversy. It might create pain for a lot of people. And
not that we should forget these things, because obviously, you know, history is history for a reason. We want to remember it so that we don't repeat it. But then you also don't have to, like, flag it around.
Right.
You don't have to just put it in front of people's faces and be like, hey, this is a flag that represented a lot of murder and a lot of, like, poor treatment of people and things like that. You can just take it down. And yeah. Jeb Bush said it should go in a museum and that's it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes sense, you know, just like with the Nazi flag. I mean, nobody wants to see that.
No, if you do see it, it's, you know, that person's bad, basically.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah.
And this guy had, like, you know, the Confederate flag, like, all over the place, and he had a white supremacist, like, badge.
Yeah. You know, this actually, I just saw this headline, but I guess they're saying that the dog meat festival divides China. So apparently not everybody there goes for it.
Yeah, no, not everyone is.
You know?
And also there's a lot of people that, like, won't admit that it's real.
Yeah.
Like the Yulin people say that they're like, what festival?
Yeah.
I'm like, what, you mean the ones with the pictures?
So, yeah, but I imagine with a country of 2 billion people, you'd have some people that don't agree.
Yeah.
Just like we do here. You know, I mean, a lot of people here are against eating animals.
I mean, it's like the same thing with the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Does everybody agree with it? No. Does some people? Yeah. So
yeah.
You're never going to all agree on something.
Yeah. That's true.
It would be nice if China would deal with it themselves.
Well, maybe they will.
We're signing petitions, like, over here.
Yeah. It's just incredible to me when I read about China and how many things are still going on that are like so backwards, you know, like controlling their internet. They're all in a self-contained environment, you know. They don't have much access to the outside. My brother's in China now, and he says it's not easy getting on Facebook at all because I can't believe he would get on a site that they banned, but maybe it's hard to get on it for some reason. You have to get around because you can't get to Google, you can't get to Twitter, you can't get to any of those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they have like their own, you know. Like even Amazon, they have online stores that are different. So, you know, and this is a country that's supposed to have opened up and building their economy and reform and all that. But it's going to take a few generations for these people because they're so powerful. There's no way they're ever going to give up their power. You know?
Nope. I feel very fortunate to live here.
Yeah. Very fortunate. That's why I don't understand people that actually go to live in places that are so restrictive like that, like my brother, for example. But I hope he gets out of there soon, man. Yeah, he's coming with his baby, by the way, next month. So we're very happy.
That's exciting.
Yeah, a white baby born in China.
Interesting.
We expected him to have sort of like slanty eyes, but we figured that...
Oh, my goodness.
Being born in China is not going to do it, right? That's a bad friggin' joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you just offended a lot of people.
Well, maybe I did, but, you know, I didn't mean to. But it sounded funny at the time.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, we're on radio. Sometimes we say things that are crazy.
I guess.
Yeah. And if we offended anyone, all I can do is apologize. If you still don't accept it, then the hell with it. There's nothing I can do. But... But no, he looks like his parents, and he's going to come visit us next month.
Awesome.
So that should be cool. Well, what if I said he didn't look Chinese? Is that racist too?
No, would just be saying obviously he wouldn't look that way.
No, I know, but that's the funny thing about it.
I know, but you said like people would say, the offensive version.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I didn't mean to offend you.
I'm not offended, but okay. I would assume you offended a lot of people.
Okay, well, you know that the president used the N-word yesterday.
Great.
And he didn't call it N-word either. He was trying to describe something, and he used the word. So then I guess the president is allowed to. Maybe he's already realizing that, you know, some things have to just be faced head on. And to understand...
What was the context in which he used it?
Yeah. Well, he was saying how racism is... how we've actually made progress with racism, you know. He just said that not saying the word is not enough to overcome racism. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not enough not just to say the word.
Right. You also can't look at people what the word means.
Right.
Well, that makes sense why he said it then.
Right. So. No, that's true.
As long as he's not like a rapper just throwing the word around like it's every, like, yeah. You know, I'm okay with him saying it if he had to exercise a point.
Yeah, no, for sure, you know. But then again, you know, you can say that anybody can exercise a point, right? Because we have freedom of speech.
We do.
And they may not say it offensively to offend anybody.
Right, like his point was a positive thing.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't believe in banning words, you know? Words
it's
are
the
words.
Intention they that have, comes from it, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but if you describe, and in context as well, you know, I mean, if we want to discuss the N-word, for example, why do we have to say an N-word, you know? I mean, the thing is that it's...
I don't like saying it because it represents a lot of bad things.
Well,
and
yeah.
Because it's a derogatory term for the reason that there's a negative connotation to it.
Right, but if you talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you talk about it, I think you should be allowed to say it. But, you know, I don't know what...
It's
not like I have a burning desire to say it.
Right. I also don't speak vulgarly most of the time. And, like, I just... for me, there are certain words that evoke a certain feeling within inside
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they're very charged words.
Right. And so I personally wouldn't say it.
Right. But you're not for banning the word. Or are you?
I mean, I don't, it's again the same thing as how I feel about people ranting on Facebook and being like mean on Facebook.
Right.
And having negative thoughts that they decide to unleash on Facebook. Like, I just, if there's no, if it doesn't benefit anybody, you don't need to use it or to do it or to say it. Like,
yeah, but who, you know, who says it doesn't benefit anybody? What if, what about
there people? Are other ways to describe it?
Well, but there are people that believe in not suppressing language, you know.
And I get it. I just think that the word has a certain meaning and a certain connotation, and
right to different people.
And yeah, I mean, it represents
hatred,
right? And so yeah. I just think there are ways to, I don't know, if you want to say black person, because that's right. just saying like, okay, that person, if you're going to describe them versus the person that's standing next to them, you can say, okay, the black one, like, or the white one, like, or, right. like, I'm a girl with brown hair. You can also say that girl with brown hair versus the blonde girl or the redhead, right. whatever. To me, right. that's more descriptive and it has no meaning other than saying this or that.
Well, of course. I don't think in that context you want to mention the N-word, but I think if you talk about it, you know, it represents something.
But if you are talking about it,
even if it's offensive.
Right. You are talking about it because of what it means.
Right.
So I don't know that I also need to say the word, because it's still, I feel right. awful because of what that word has meant over time.
Right.
So for me, I don't have a reason to say it. Yeah. And if somebody does say it, I kind of wonder why they're saying it. You know, like,
right.
I'm not yeah. going to say it.
Well, apparently he must have thought, the president must have thought about this a lot before he said it.
Yeah.
But I guess, so I guess it's okay. You know, when you talk about it in context, when you explain it, for a president to say something like the N-word doesn't sound right.
I you know, would have to hear the speech.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it as how we described
it. Yeah, that's
it.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay. But, yeah, he's the president. I guess he can say anything he wants. And he's black, so. But I don't think that that gives him an authority to decide what words would be offensive or not.
No, I just, the reason I think it's so powerful when he does say things, which is obviously why we're talking about it, is because he is very calculated and he speaks with intention and clarity. So he's not just throwing around the words, and he's not just speaking vulgarly, and he's not just, you know,
right.
ranting. He's speaking eloquently and with purpose. So he would have a point if saying it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just saying it to say it.
Right.
So that's why I think it's okay.
Okay. So if I made a point, it would be okay for me to say it too?
I mean, if your point was positive and or eloquent.
Well, yeah. Possibly. If I said exactly what he said, you think that would be okay?
Maybe.
Okay, so it's because it's the president?
No, I don't know exactly what he said. So
okay.
I can't say for sure
it, you know?
That you would sound as...
Here, let me read it for you. Okay, it's right here.
Great.
And we'll see what he says. Okay, let me just make sure I stop the video here, because the videos always start working here when we don't want them to. So what he says, racism, we're not cured of it. And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say the N-word in public. So that's pretty much what I say, how I summarize this. So it's not enough just to not say the word, to say you've overcome racism.
Right.
You've got to behave in a way as well. So I think that's what... yeah, he says the word is not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And that goes the same, like that word is the same thing for people probably as the flag.
Right.
The Confederate flag. Like, there are certain things, I mean, you don't see people running around being like, hail Hitler or hail anything.
Right.
I mean, people barely hail cabs anymore. Like, you, that word is like, or however you're supposed to say it, heil, or I don't know.
Yeah.
It evokes certain emotions and memories and people that like, you probably want to get past.
Right.
And hope that it never happens again.
Right.
So I think it doesn't mean that not saying it makes it go away, but who really wants to promote it either?
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you make a good point. Okay, well, going on to other things, I guess I guess Taylor Swift had a problem with Spotify, right? That they don't pay enough and all that stuff. I think we talked about it.
Apple.
But now it's with Apple. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And now with Apple, it's for a different reason. But with Spotify, there was like a big
royalties
argument.
And stuff.
Yeah, royalties. This time it's about royalties as well. But I guess Apple is launching this
streaming service.
Yeah, the Apple Music, which they bought from Beats. And apparently they're given a 3-month free trial during which they were not going to pay the artists.
Right.
And Taylor Swift says no way. So, which caused Apple to actually change its policy and say we'll pay the artists during that period. So good for her, you know, for standing up for her and for her industry.
Yeah, I mean, and she said it wasn't for her sake. She says, I make enough money to pay myself and all my team.
Right.
I'm doing just fine. It's for the people that are just starting out, just releasing an EP. They have 4 songs to their name, and those are the people that need to get paid.
Right, exactly. You know, and the thing is, you always have to think of this when, you know, a lot of people like take things from the internet, they download pictures and videos and pass them off as their own, whatever. But the thing is, you have to understand that everything that you see, every creative, artistic thing that you see, you have to ask yourself, who created it? Someone created it, and they deserve to be compensated for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying, you know, you can't just like do things without consideration to the person who did it, because someone's going to come after you eventually.
Yeah.
And especially with music today, they actually have like bots or like software that goes and scours iTunes and things like that and finds things that are copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come after your ass. So you got to be careful. But I'm glad that she's doing this. And I guess she called her album 1989 because that's when she was born?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's 26 now. Okay, so yeah, so she changed the policy. I guess an Apple spokesman says, we hear you, Taylor Swift, and indie artists love Apple. So there you go. I think if nobody else, Apple is able to pay royalties for crying out loud. They have the biggest cash reserve ever.
That's why she even said in her statement that it's very shocking from such a generous company to do that.
Are they that generous?
Well, I mean, it's Apple. They're a huge company. And they do sometimes just give away free apps. Like, it's a good company. So they should.
It is a good company. I just don't know that they give a lot to people. But, you know, or like specifically giving or anything, you know, I mean, or what did you say, generous company?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they have a lot of money to be generous. Did you see this video on, I saw it on Facebook with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the museum, in the wax museum. They have, obviously, his figure in the wax museum here at Madame Tussauds in Hollywood. So there was a video showing people actually walking up to him, and suddenly he moves. and suddenly they realize it's the real Arnold Schwarzenegger with makeup.
That's funny.
I know. And you go, no way. I mean, why would he take from his time to do this?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a big deal. So they're saying that he's actually, it's not for the money and not to promote the new movie, but more for a charity that he has. The charity is an effort to support After School All-Stars, a program he founded and focuses on keeping children safe and prepared for school and life. So,
And dressing up like a wax person does what for that?
Probably raises the awareness, you know, if you start putting the video everywhere and it goes viral. And then they're saying, you know, this is why Arnold is doing this. This is,
got it.
You know, yeah, get attention, I guess.
Okay.
Or something.
It's a very loose connection, but okay.
I don't know why I'm justifying him and explaining.
No, I mean, hey, that's what it is, that is what it is.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, you know. I'm sure it's going to promote the movie, too. There's no doubt about it.
What is his movie?
The new Terminator, Genesis. Yeah,
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it's coming out in July. Have you seen any of them? Terminator
movies? A long time ago.
Right.
So yeah. That was it.
Would you want to see this one?
Nope.
What about Jurassic World? Do you want to see that one?
I do, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lauren went and saw it last night. She said it was really good.
Yeah, that's what people said. Yeah, my kids went to see it too.
I just don't. It's like very rare that I rush to the movie theater to see anything.
Right.
I will be honest. I'm rushing to the movie theater to see Magic Mike with girlfriends. Uh-huh. And I've gotten several emails from people being like, they're coordinating groups of girls to go see this movie. Because
that's
it's just
fun.
About
real strippers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just a fun thing to do. Yeah. And you have to go to the theater for that, I guess. So like, that's what we're going
to
do.
Why? Why do you have to go to theater? So, like, to bond with other women and stuff?
It's like your friends, and it's like a night out, but, yeah. Like, not.
That's true. Like, you're going to see male strippers.
Right. It's kind of just
really
funny.
Yeah.
Like, any other movie is not really an event. Like, it's just different. I think
that's
you can
true.
Watch from your couch.
Yeah. And probably not many movies would probably have, like, a overwhelming majority of females in
right.
the movies.
I mean, like, we're going to the 21 and over theater so we can, like, drink and watch the movie, and we're going to go to dinner first, and it's, like, a whole night out.
Yeah, wow, pretty cool.
Yeah.
But movies like Jurassic Park, I think, should be seen on the big screen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't care enough about it to
right.
need to see it on the big screen.
Right.
I would be okay with smaller dinosaurs, like, coming at me. I
yeah.
don't know. I'm already scared, probably, so... Smaller screen works for me with that.
Okay. What other films are out?
Trainwreck. I'm dying to see that. But I'm dying in the sense that I can wait.
Yeah. And what's Trainwreck about?
It's about a girl that, like, can't... She never does relationships. And she's the comedian Amy Schumer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like yeah. her, Bill Hader, LeBron James. It's a funny cast. So
right.
it's Judd Apatow. And so... then all of a sudden she, like, figures out how to be in a relationship. And it's just funny, like, seeing her, like, do all these things.
Right.
She's a train wreck, so.
Yeah.
It's about her being a train wreck.
Now, there's also an Amy Poehler, right?
Amy Poehler?
Poehler.
What about her?
There's Amy Schumer and Amy Poehler, and both comedians?
Yes.
They're both funny.
Yeah.
That's why I get confused between
yeah.
them. Yeah. Both Amy's.
And they're both blonde.
Yeah. I mean, I know how both of them look, but I confuse them.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, there's also Inside Out from
yes,
Pixar, right?
That looks so cute.
It really does. It's about the emotions inside a little girl's head.
It's so cute. I think that's such a clever way to explain, like, feelings to
right,
kids.
To kids.
And I'm sure adults will love it, too. I have friends that went to see it this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what they thought of it, but
yeah.
I can only imagine.
All the Pixar films are for everybody, really. I mean, they're, like, such geniuses there.
Yeah.
But the movie itself, it looks very cute.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go see it. Yeah, I'm going to go see a lot of movies. The funny thing is, my brother thought he was doing a noble thing. He took my dad, to my 82-year-old dad, to see Mad Max. I'm like, now why would you do that?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure my dad wanted some action, but that's over the top easily.
Right.
You know, and my dad is like, God, the mayhem.
Would your dad like Jurassic World?
No, I don't think he would like that either. He's pretty much locked in on World War II movies and stuff.
Right.
That's what he grew
that.
Up with. Yeah.
I don't know that there's going to be one of those for a while.
No, I know. But maybe we'll find something else for him. I don't know. But everything is like futuristic and comic book stuff today, you know?
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. So that's Arnold Schwarzenegger pulling off a prank. Well, it's been hot in a lot of places, but apparently in Pakistan, they had like 114 degrees or something.
Ugh.
And they're saying 140 people died in Karachi alone.
Wow.
That's a lot of people. And think about it, you know, they're saying the power grid is going down all the time, a few times a day. And I also imagine most of them do not have air conditioning.
Ugh.
Other than the rich people. So, yeah, I mean, you're on the street at 112 degrees, man. That's that can be deadly.
Yeah.
Easily. So it's like, you know, all these people in third world countries, it seems like they don't stop suffering, you know. If it's not nature, it's this. If it's not this, it's the Taliban. If it's like always somehow these people are like doomed to suffer all their lives. That's pretty lousy.
Well, they're very behind over there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And obviously, a lot of their leaders just as soon keep them this way and under their control, under their thumb. And that's what happens, you know. So that's a lot of people dead. I guess those fugitives, they found their DNA in a cabin. So the trail is hot again, those two escapees in New York.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because, believe it or not, it's been 2 weeks already since they escaped. But the thing is, how do you expect not to be caught dead or alive? I mean, you have the whole country after you. You know that the country has unlimited resources. They can search you for months, search after you. And, you know, how long can you keep running?
I don't know. They'll get caught at some point.
Yeah. Unless they manage to bail out completely out of this country and disappear somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what else? Anything new? We have 2 minutes. We can wrap this up. Oh, tomorrow we're going to have an author that I connected with. I've been reading his books. Do you remember Brad... what's his name? I always forget. Bradley, the actor. What's his first name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, thank you. There was a movie with him called, what, Limitless or something, when he was taking those pills? Well, actually, I read a book called Wired and then a sequel called Amped that were written before that movie came out. And it's about a similar thing, you know, somebody taking something and getting these super mental powers. And... so, and this was like on a bestseller list and everything, the New York Times bestseller list. So I've been reading his book, his books, and now I'm reading another one, another sequel. And I love his stuff, and I think people would like to relate to that. So, but he's not that well known. Maybe within a certain community he is. He's also written thrillers for teenagers and stuff, like The Hunger Games and things like that.
Cool.
You know, like young reader books. But so I connected with him on Facebook, and we're going to talk to him tomorrow on the phone. He's in San Diego.
Nice.
So that will be nice. Yeah, I like to connect with people like that. Like in the past, I've reached out to artists that are also less known but pretty successful whose music I liked, and they would call in and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, these people are open, you know. They're very nice. And I guess everybody wants to be featured wherever, you know.
If you have something to promote. I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, Jen, for today. Go out, make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And the rest of our listeners also, may go out, make it an excellent day, because there's no other choice. You got to keep on going. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.